Salutacions ben cordials de Rafael Corbí. Comença una nova edició d'aquest El Vostre Espai, en la música que ens condueix una vegada més al Club del Country, amb l'edició 1761. Aquí estem, Rafael Corbí al vostre costat, 60 minuts que pensem dedicar al vi millor, com no, de la música americana. I cançons que ens acompanyaran en el programa del dia d'avui, amb diferents àlbums, però sobretot també records amb gent magnífica, sobretot compositors, en especial Jim Watherly, que ens va abandonar ara fa un temps i que avui volem recordar-lo. De fet, escoltarem bona música. Us sembla? Comencem tot recordant els The Morgan Brothers, una de les seves peces que ens arribaven a través del 1974, Mixed It Up Good, un àlbum publicat per Appleton Records i que començava amb la cançó que escoltareu ara mateix, una peça anomenada Champagne Don't Hurt Me Baby. Comencem una nova edició del Club del Country amb en Rafael Corbí. Prepareu-vos, doncs, a gaudir de cançons com aquesta.
Say champagne don't hurt the baby, cocaine don't drive me crazy, it ain't nobody's business what I do. I learned to drink my liquor way down in Costa Rica, and it ain't nobody's business what I do. Don't smoke no pot, don't smoke no hash, find out where that good stuff's down. It ain't nobody's business what I do. Drink your whiskey, drink your wine, and narcomental treats you blind. Yeah, no, no, no. No, it ain't nobody's business, honey, where when I make my money. It ain't nobody's business what I do. And it ain't nobody's business, kid, where I keep that money hid. Yeah, no, no, no.
Bon bluegrass des d'aquest 1974 i en la companyia de The Morgan Brothers, així s'anomenaven, amb Don Steinberg a la mandolina i a les veus, a la vocal baríton, John Steinberg al banjo, guitarra i vocals, però en aquest cas com a tenor, i John Parrott a la guitarra i la veu solista dels The Morgan Brothers, com hem dit, aquest Mixing It Up Good del 1974 publicat per Appleton Records, aquesta llarga durada del qual hem escoltat aquesta Champagne Don't Hurt Me Baby. Per començar el programa d'avui, Bluegrass, amb una segona cançó d'ells que repassem d'aquest àlbum, I Shall Be Released.
Any day now, understands a man in this lonely crowd. A man who swears he's not to blame. Yet all day long I hear him shout so loud. He's crying out that he was framed. I see my life come shining from the west unto the east. Any day now, I shall be released. Any day now, I shall be released.
Del 1974 i el Bluegrass passarem a la música d'un clàssic que avui recordem, però no amb la seva veu, sinó que amb un àlbum de tribut que es va publicar el 2013. Un tribut a la música de John Denver, es deia The Music Is You, i comptàvem amb artistes molt coneguts com Mary Sheeran Carpenter, Brandi Carlile, també Lucinda Williams, O Crow Medicine Band, Kathleen Edwards o Dave Matthews, entre d'altres. Avui escoltarem a Alan Stone amb la versió que en va fer d'aquest tema que de ben segur el recordareu perfectament, la cançó Rocky Mountain High.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key to every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away, on the road and hanging by a song. But the string's already broken and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast and it don't last for long. But the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. A shadow from the starlight, softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. He climbed Cathedral Mountains, he saw silver clouds below. Saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend that kept his memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. The Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. You can talk to God and listen to a casual reply. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. And now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear. of a simple thing you cannot comprehend. Why they try to tear the mountains down and bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. But the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. I know he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High, well, the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I'm sitting rain and fire in the sky. Friends around the campfire, Colorado, Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, yeah, yeah.
Bona, excel·lent, la versió que ens aportava, però no és l'única que volem considerar d'aquest àlbum i recordar amb el dia d'avui. També ho farem amb una segona cançó d'aquest disc d'homenatge a la música de John Denver, The Music Is You, del 2013, i en aquest cas s'uneixen dues veus precioses, la de Brandi Carlile, juntament amb la de Milou Harris, portant-nos al clàssic Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like the breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place where I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads. My memories gather round her, mine is lady, stranger to the water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misted taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eye. Country road, take me home to the place. Should have been home yesterday, yesterday. Country roads, take me home to the place where I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama. Country roads, take me home. Country roads, take me home to the place where I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country roads, take me home to the place where I belong. West Virginia,
won't you take me home down the country road? Estàs escoltant el Club del Country amb Rafael Corbí.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Un personatge destacat que avui volem recordar a través del nostre programa, i és que de vegades els grans noms de la música passen desapercebuts per moltíssima gent. Ell estava al darrere de molta cosa. Va morir el 9 de febrer de 2021. El seu nom, Richie Albright, era bateria, percussionista. I molta gent es preguntarà, i qui era aquest? Doncs bé, ell era el fundador de la banda The Wailers, la banda que va acompanyar a Waylon Jennings durant la seva carrera artística. Moria a l'edat de 81 anys. No només això, sinó que també va ser un excel·lent productor, compositor i músic per dels altres. En parlem una mica en el dia d'avui. Ja també sabreu per què hem escoltat aquesta cançó. Va néixer a l'estat d'Arizona i va conèixer a Waylon Jennings a Phoenix, en els nightclubs on actuava l'any 1964. Junts varen viatjar cap a Nashville el 1966 i Richie Albright es va convertir amb el productor de la superestrella musical que esdevindria Waylon Jennings, amb senzills, amb èxits, com, per exemple, aquesta peça del 1980 que acabem d'escoltar, el tema dels Dukes of Hazzard, el Good Old Boys. Ell era el productor. Va ser conegut com la mà dreta de Waylon Jennings i, en addició, doncs, a més d'haver aparegut en molts dels LPs dels llargues durades de Waylon Jennings, també va coescriure un dels seus grans èxits del 1983, concretament aquell duet que Waylon Jennings va fer amb Hank Williams Jr., la cançó que es va anomenar The Conversation i que avui també volem recordar.
Hank, let's talk about your daddy. Tell me how your mama loved that man.
Well, just break out a bottle, hoss. I'll tell you about the drifting cowboy band.
We won't talk about the habits,
just the music and the man.
Now, Hank, you just gotta tell me, did your daddy really write all them songs? Did he?
I don't deserve no answer, Hawk. Let's light up and just move along.
Do you think he wrote them about your mama, or about the man who done her wrong?
You know that.
Well, if he was here right now, Bo Cephas, would he think that we were right? Do you think he might?
Don't you know he would walk towards you, be right here by our side.
If we left for a show in Provo,
be the first one on the bus and ready to ride.
That's one to go, huh? Wherever he is, I hope he's happy. No, I hope he's doing well.
He is, cause he's got one arm around my mama now. He sure did love Miss Audrey and raising hell.
I won't ask you no more questions
till the story's only Hank can tell.
No,
you can tell. Back then they called him crazy, nowadays they call him from the opera, and that caused his greatest pain. I love to tell you about lovesick, how Miss Audrey loved that man.
You know I've always loved to listen to the stories about that drifting cowboy band.
So when we get right down to it, still the most wanted outlaw in the land.
Yeah. Woo.
Un personatge destacat, podríem escoltar molta música d'aquesta formació que ell va liderar durant molt temps i que després de la mort de Waylon Jennings va acompanyar amb el seu fill, també en Shooter Jennings, els Wailers, una formació excel·lent. Possiblement de totes les cançons a les quals ell va participar com a bateria de Waylon Jennings, cal destacar peces com, per exemple, com no, el Lookin' Back Texas. Amb aquesta darrera peça, interpretada per Waylon Jennings, acomiadem avui també la figura, el record d'aquest gran personatge de la música, Richie Albright, que ens deixava aquest febrer de 2021.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars that tune good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lookin' Back, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Lou Berry's train songs and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lookin' Back, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four-car garage, and we're still building on. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lookin' Back, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs
train songs and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Willie and Waylon at war. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Corps. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Jerry Jeff train songs and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Volem recordar i recordar més gent. Hi ha gent que no és ben bé dintre del món de la música country, tot i que moltes de les seves cançons també ho han estat i han estat atent-me. Avui recordem també la mort a l'edat de 77 anys d'un dels grans compositors de tots els temps, i ho farem amb el nostre espai, un dels membres del Saló de la Fama dels compositors de Nashville, de Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, en Jim Watherly. Va morir a Brentwood, Tennessee, 77 anys, com deien. El seu més gran èxit, la cançó que a mi més m'ha agradat sempre d'aquest gran compositor, és un tema que possiblement en country no hagi sonat tant, tot i que també l'han enregistrat molts d'artistes. Va ser el seu clàssic Midnight Train to Georgia, que a mi em va encantar, tot s'ha de dir, amb una fantàstica versió que em va realitzar la Joan Osborne. Avui m'agradaria escoltar-la amb la peça que ell mateix em va fer i que va subtitular Midnight Play to Houston el 1972, el mateix Jim Watherly. Seria un bon moment de recordar-lo amb el nostre programa.
L.A. proved too much for the girl, so she's leaving the life we've come to know. She's going back to find what's left of her world, the world she left behind long ago. And she's leaving on the midnight plane to Houston, going back to a simpler place and time. Kept dreaming that someday she'd be a star, but she found out the dreams don't always come true. So she's pawned all her hopes and sold her car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life she knew. And she's leaving on the midnight plane to Houston, going back to a simpler place. Houston, I'd rather.
rather live in her world than live without her mind. And she's leaving on the midnight plane to Houston, going back to a simpler place and time.
M'encanta donar veu amb aquestes grans estrelles del firmament però desconegudes per la gran majoria. Era aquest tema que ens aportava Jim Watherly en Midnight Train to Houston, conegut com Midnight Train to Georgia. Un personatge que va començar a destacar amb les cançons que d'ell varen registrar la formació de pop, música ballable del moment, Gladys Knight and the Pips, que van tenir molts d'èxits amb ell, sobretot als anys 70. La gran estrella del country, en Ray Price, van registrar més de 50 de les seves cançons i va tenir un número 1 al 1973 amb una cançó del nostre protagonista, d'en Jim Watherly, aquell tema que avui recordarem, una peça preciosa, 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 que es deia The Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. L'escoltem en la veu de Ray Price.
I've had my share of life's ups and downs, but fate's been kind, the downs have been few. I guess you could say that I've been lucky, and I guess you could say it's all because of you. If anyone should ever write my life story, for whatever reason there might be, you'd be there between each line of pain and glory, 'cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. Lord, there have been times when the times were so hard, but always somehow I made it through. But for every moment I've spent hurting, there was a moment spent loving you. If anyone should ever write my life story, for whatever reason there might be, you'd be there between each line of pain and glory, 'cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the best thing that ever happened to me.
No ho deixarem estar aquí, sinó que continuarem una mica més aprofundint amb la seva música, ja que en el dia d'avui l'estem recordant. Va ser a partir d'aquests moments quan les seves cançons van començar a triomfar en el món de la música country, com he dit, amb Ray Price i amb aquest gran èxit, però també amb Bob Luman, que va portar el 73 amb Neither One of Us, o el 74 Just Enough to Make Me Stay, però van continuar amb els anys següents els èxits portats amb la veu de Ray Price i després també amb la seva pròpia veu, les llistes de pop, el 1974 amb The Need to Be, i en les llistes de country, el 1975, amb la cançó I'll Still Love You, i també amb el que després enregistrava Trini López, All That Keeps Me Going. Escoltem la veu del mateix protagonista, I'll Still Love You, amb aquesta cançó d'en Jim Weatherly.
Run through life's meadows, through its green fields. Have yourself 100 thrills. When you're ready to come home, I'll still love you. Go sing the song you've longed to sing. While you're gone, remember one thing. When you're ready to come home, still love you. I was once somewhere alone there myself, so I know how it feels. Watch someone else doing the things you want to do. Run through the rain, run through the sunshine, but once again, just bear in mind, when you're ready to come home, I'll still love you. So I know how it feels to watch someone else doing the things you want to do. Oh, run through the rain, run through the sunshine. Once again, just bear in mind, when you're ready to come home, I'll still love you.
El record de Jim Weatherly, acompanyant-lo doncs amb la seva mort, volia posar jo una cançó per presentar-la i dir-la, mira, una mica més de country contemporani, però me'n dono compte de que aquest country contemporani doncs ja fa 25 anys que es va editar i penses que t'has fet gran. Altres personatges que van enregistrar cançons seves i les van convertir en èxits van ser Bill Anderson el 1979, Charlie Pride també l'any següent, o gent com Glenn Campbell, Ethan Bruce, que també ho va fer, o Earl Thomas Conley amb Gus Harding, amb aquell Old Tangle Tapping Loaf que ens va portar. Bé, gent com Kenny Rogers, Delbert McClinton, Jeff Carson, Etta James, The Manhattans i més van enregistrar les seves cançons, però a més, hi trobaria només amb el món del country Vince Gill, Tanya Tucker, Mac Davis, Eddie Arnold, Lynn Anderson, The Oak Ridge Boys, Trisha Yearwood, Reba McEntire, Lee Greenwood, Brenda Lee, Steve Wariner, Garth Brooks i molts d'altres van enregistrar cançons seves. Jo m'acomiado amb una que m'acomiado d'aquest segment que li hem dedicat, veritat? el Someone Else Star, aquest número 1 que va compondre en Gene Watherly per en Brian White l'any 1995.
Without someone to love, stars are shining bright, so one more wish goes up. Oh, I wish I may, and I wish with all my might, for the love I'm dreaming of and missing in my life. You'd think that I could find a true love of my own. Happens all the time to people that I know. Their wishes all come true, so I've got to believe there's still someone out there who is meant for only me. I guess I must be wishing on someone else's star. Seems like someone else keeps for. Why can't I be as lucky as those other people are? I guess I must be wishing on someone else's star. I sit here stare up at the sky, that I can't give my heart one good reason why. Everywhere I look, it's lovers that I see. Seems like everyone's in love with everyone but me. Guess I must be wishing on someone else's star. Like someone else keeps getting what I'm wishing for. Why can't I be as lucky as those other people are? Oh, I guess I must be wishing on someone else's star. Why can't I be as lucky as those other people are? Oh, I guess I must be wishing on someone else's star.
És temps de country amb Rafael Corbí.
And they knew all of them. round, round, round. Sing it, Travis.
Cause in my mind, peace I'd find when they'd start to pour. But now the whiskey ain't working anymore.
Sing it, son.
I need one good honky-tonk angel to turn
El protagonista a la recta final del Club del Country d'aquesta setmana serà Travis Tritt, en aquest cas amb la companyia de Marty Stewart i aquesta fabulosa cançó que ens aportava en el tema de Whiskey Working, que va compondre el mateix Marty Stewart en Ronnie Scaife i que va ser realitzat el novembre del 1991 de l'àlbum It's All About to Change de Travis Tritt. Va ser el seu tercer senzill, número 2 a les llistes americanes de country i que va guanyar el Grammy per millor col·laboració vocal de country a l'edició del 92 dels premis dels Grammys. Anymore també va ser un dels senzills extrets d'aquest àlbum, el setembre del 91, com a segon senzill número 1 des d'aquest àlbum It's All About to Change, que avui recordem, de Travis Tritt. Escoltem, doncs, aquest Anymore.
I can't hide the way I feel about you anymore. I can't hold the hurt inside, keep the pain out of my eyes anymore. My tears no longer waiting, my resistance ain't that strong, my mind keeps recreating a life with you alone, and I'm tired of pretending I don't love. Let me make one last appeal to show you how I feel about you. Cause there's no one else, I swear, holds a candle anywhere next to you. My heart can't take the beating, not having you to hold. A small voice keeps repeating deep inside my soul. It says I can't keep pretending I don't love you anymore.
Anymore. Anymore amb Trevi Street, la cançó que va arribar al número 1. Paradoxalment, dues de les cançons més recordades de Trevi Street van ser número 2 i d'aquest mateix àlbum, aquest de Whiskey Ain't Working, que hem escoltat, i una cançó fabulosa que també recordarem ja cap al final del nostre programa. Here's a Quarter, How's Someone Who Cares, una cançó esplèndida que també ens presentava com artista convidada, com la dona del vídeo, Leighanne Wallace, que era, que va ser després, la dona del membre dels Backstreet Boys, Brian Littrell. Truca a algú a qui li importi. Aleshores, valia això, doncs un quart, la trucada local als Estats Units.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone, and now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Never turn back. So you're leaving, caught me unaware. But the fact is, you're wrong, girl. That can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens. Yeah, might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Now here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Yeah, here's a quarter, call someone who cares.
Yeah. Acabem i marxem i ho fem amb el darrer senzill d'aquest àlbum It's All About to Change del 1991 de Trevi Street. Avui ens acompanyava i ho farem amb aquest número 4, el darrer single publicat que es deia Nothing Short of Dying, fins al moment de finalitzar el programa. Ja us deixem amb aquesta cançó. Bible Belt, la cara B d'aquest single, va ser també la cara B de dos dels altres singles. Mai va sortir, però també va ser una cançó prou interessant. Trevi Street ens ha acompanyat amb aquests darrers minuts recordant la seva extraordinària música. En James Trevi Street, nascut a Marietta, Georgia, el 9 de febrer del 1963, un dels millors artistes, sens dubte, dels anys 90. Fins la propera, salutacions de Rafael Corbí. A reveure i que sigueu feliços. When it said don't let her go, and if she's wondering how I'm doing, well, I think she ought to know that I find myself praying more than I ever did before. And I find my heart is breaking each time her memory slams the door. And I find myself crying and trying to hold on, 'cause there ain't nothing short of dying that's worse than being left alone.
thought I'd be just fine without her. I'd be happy, a free man. But the hurt inside of lonesome is what I didn't understand. And the lessons that I'm learning, Lord, I'm learning all the way. I used to spend in heaven have been replaced by nights of hell, and I find myself praying more than I ever did before, and I find my heart is breaking each time her memory slams the door. I find myself crying, oh, and trying to hold on, 'cause there ain't nothing short of dying that's worse than being left alone. There ain't nothing short of dying that's worse than left alone.